Now we have a couple of your books here. Tell me why you're interested in the military history.
Well, I had, when I was in graduate school, my field was in foreign policy, and that was my major field. And I was intending to write my dissertation on it when, and I was going to write on the period, turn of the century, in the period of American imperialism, very hot topic in this time while we were in Vietnam. And there was questions as to why the United States should be extending its powers in that direction, and an interest in where all of this started. How did America begin to move out from the continent out into other areas? And so I got into that field, and there was a very, very good professor there at the University of Georgia, too. I came across these letters. I was researching the Theodore Roosevelt papers. I came across these letters from a man named Leonard Wood, a general, and many of them were letters from this general who was talking about foreign policy and what American policy should be in the Philippines and various other things. I thought, this, you know, this might be an interest. So I researched a little further and found out that no one had really done anything on him. So, and he had they had just opened up his papers at the Library of Congress. So my dissertation director and I decided I'd do a study on Wood and the relationship between defense policy and military policy and foreign policy. So that was my dissertation, Leonard Wood and the Shaping of American National Security Policy, or something like this. I can't remember that exact title. And so I went to Washington, researched through his papers, wrote my dissertation on that, and then I had my dissertation advisor knew several publishers, and they said, you know, this could be good. And so they taught me, well, why don't you do a biography? No one's done that. And I said, well, I've never really done a biography. So anyway, I decided to. So I worked for about, let's see, that was about 63. I worked until, let's see, when is this published? 78. So I worked from about 63, over 10 years, on the biography. And that, because I had to write the biography, I had to learn a lot about military history to do so. So really, I just sort of, it wasn't my field in graduate school, so I just sort of drifted into it. And the more I got into it, the more I sort of interested in it. Most military histories were written by people with a very kind of patriotic view toward the military, and I thought there needed to be another perspective on the military, so I decided to get into that. So I got some pretty good mileage out of military history. I wrote not only the book but this bibliography and quite a few articles on military history, and then I sort of got tired of it. Just about that time, Thad Seymour, the president, asked me to do the history of the college. And so I started getting into, I had to learn something about educational history, higher education. I wanted to see where Rollins fit in all of that. That led me into thinking about writing in that field and doing some things. I saw some opportunities there, so I wrote in it. And then sort of just became interested in generally in American cultural history, and so sort of drifted away from military history. The key point came in early 80s when the military has a lot of schools. When one of the schools asked me, and they usually had a historian there for a year, asked me to come there for a year. So I went up and interviewed at the Naval War College, Army War College, and they offered me a position for a year, and I had to turn it down because my wife, for one thing, my wife could not leave her job, my kids couldn't leave, couldn't take my kids with them, and so I had to turn it down. And at that point when I did that, I thought, well, you know, maybe I'm not that interested in military history anyway. So I sort of drifted out of that, and my scholarship too. I became quite scattered in my scholarship then. I didn't focus. I've told people I thought my attention span looked pretty sharp in that sense.